This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed, and I have Emily Connolly with me this week. She is an editor at Audiophile, and we're going to find out what she's been listening to. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Joe. Happy to be on once more.
Me too, especially now that it's spring.
Yes, I've got some excellent springy audiobooks.
Okay, and where are we starting?
We're going to start with a romance novel called Delilah Green Doesn't Care, and it's written by Ashley Herring Blake, and it's narrated by Kristen DiMercurio, and it is funny, sexy, heartwarming, and queer, and laugh-out-loud funny rom-com, and it's just so much fun to listen to.
Well, we know if it's a romance, it ends well. So everything depends on the journey from here to there. And what is that journey?
Well, it's a great journey. And it's one that's familiar, but it's got its own twist. So we have Delilah Green, the main character. She's left her hometown in Oregon when she was an older teenager, trying to get beyond some painful memories of loss and not great relationships with the family she was left behind with, including her stepsister, Astrid. And she's annoyed and surprised when she's hired by Astrid to photograph her wedding and all the events before, bringing her back to her hometown. So as often happens in romances, she doesn't expect to fall for anyone when she gets there, but she reconnects with Astrid's best friend, Claire. They hit it off. And Kristen does such a beautiful job switching between these two characters' perspectives and the other characters. She was just a joy to listen to.
Oh, it sounds like it's actually kind of this perfect springy book.
It is. It's set in the summer. There's all the wedding things going on. And you slowly start to realize that maybe the guy Astrid's marrying is not the best.
But neither is she, is she? Let's face it.
She's got a lot going on.
Well, can we hear some?
Yeah. So this is from the beginning of the audiobook. Delilah is avoiding these phone calls she keeps getting from her sister, Astrid. She's getting called in the middle of the night. And this is a little bit from her point of view.
Okay. This is Delilah Doesn't Care by Ashley Herring Blake, and it's read by Kristen DiMercurio.
The past few weeks had been a scramble of waiting tables part-time at the River Cafe in Brooklyn and working freelance portrait jobs and weddings, all of which barely paid enough to cover her apartment and food. She was one catastrophe away from having to move to New Jersey, and if she ever wanted to break into the ruthless New York City art world, New Jersey wasn't going to cut it. She'd sold a piece or two, sure, but her photography was niche, as one agent had told her while declining to represent her, and niche wasn't an easy sell. So yeah, she'd been too busy busting her niche ass to talk to her stepsister. Plus, it wasn't like Astrid even liked her all that much anyway. They hadn't seen each other in 5 years. Had it already been that long?
Oh, a wedding photographer, that's not easy.
Not easy. She's trying to break into the art world and people aren't taking her seriously.
That.
And Claire, too, is just such a sweet and lovable character. She's a single mom who's running her family's bookstore, and she's got a lot on her plate. You can really hear her exhaustion and the fun of this secret fling she manages with Delilah until it's not a secret anymore. There's a lot going on, but it's really fun and just such a good escape.
It sounds like a great escape, and God, do we need them now. So that is a great way to begin the week, Emily. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
That was Delilah Green, Doesn't Care, by Ashley Herring Blake, and it's read by Kristen DiMercurio. Emily, I will talk to you tomorrow.
I look forward to it.
This episode of Behind the Mic is sponsored by the audiobook editions of Cheryl Wood's Sweet Magnolia series. With the new season available to watch on Netflix, you might want to listen to the entire audiobook series, all brought to you by Dreamscape Media. For more information about Sweet Magnolias, visit www.dreamscapepublishing.com. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.